And I'm delighted to say that joining us on Northside today is William Heatherman. Now, for those of you who don't know, William would be very much in the anti-fracking camp. So, first of all, maybe, William, you might explain to us what fracking is, and then maybe tell us more about a recent gathering in the North in relation to anti-fracking, please.
Yeah, hi, Donny. Great. Thanks for having me on.
You're more than welcome.
Yeah, I was just up in at Woodburn Forest in County Antrim at the weekend at a gathering called Water Pressure at Woodburn Forest, where a company called Infrastrata was trying to find oil. You asked me first about fracking. So fracking, as I'm sure many of your listeners will be aware, is a process, a relatively new and highly controversial method of extracting usually gas, but it can also be used for oil, which this would be for extracting what are called unconventional reserves. So in the normal situation, oil or gas is just sitting there in a big reservoir and you drill down and it comes shooting up at high pressure. And those reserves are sort of running out. So in recent years, new technology has been developed to get at reserves that are more difficult, and they're where, say, the gas is or oil is hidden, is in shale rock in a certain type of sandstone. And what they do is they drill down very deep and through sometimes aquifers or water sources and close to, you know, agriculture and rivers and aquifers, water sources, which makes it very risky. But they then pump down huge quantities, millions of liters of water and sand and chemicals, which goes into the rock, splits the rock and releases the gas or oil, and that comes shooting back up through the pipes. And we're told the companies, has been happening all over North America and parts of Europe and Australia. Companies insist that it's safe, but there have been, at this stage, literally hundreds of peer-reviewed studies which have shown that people, that there has been water contamination, earth tremors, all kinds of risks, huge risks to human health, agriculture. It's being, there are companies that want to frack in the Leitrim, Roscommon area and in Fermanagh on both sides of the border. To come on to the event I was at this weekend in Antrim, as I said, is at Woodburn Forest, which where this company was...
Sorry, William, before you come on to that, I just want you to clarify for the listeners, what is the official, we'll say, government position, and we'll take it as an all-Ireland or an all-Ireland island. So what's the official or the government position in relation to fracking? And I'm talking about the Department of the Environment and their counterparts in Stormont.
In Northern Ireland. Yes, well, no, that's a good question. There's been there's currently a moratorium, a two-year moratorium on fracking on the island of Ireland. So this is sort of a cross-border process in a way, but this is pending a study. The EPA, that's the Environmental Protection Agency down here in the south, has commissioned a study. Now, that study is very controversial. I won't go into too much detail now, but the company that's overseeing it has been shown, this has been reported in some papers here, has the company, CDM, has links, major links to the oil, to the fracking industry. They would be seen as a fracking supporter. The study is there's a lot of controversy over that. But there's no fracking happening at the moment. And the question, I suppose, is whether this drill that's happening in Woodburn Forest near Belfast, whether that is fracking or not. Now, it hasn't been described as fracking in the media, because the company Infrastrata has said, no, we're not going to be fracking. It's just a test drill. We won't use fracking. And the authorities in Northern Ireland have also said the same. Now, this partly comes down to there's no official legal definition of fracking in Northern Ireland, or here indeed. And so it's been sort of an Orwellian tactic of changing language and just of having it not called fracking. So there isn't that much awareness that, in fact, on the 16th of May, this year, the fracking industry effectively got started on the island of Ireland. Now, the test drill ran until the company announced just on Thursday last week that they hadn't found any oil at Woodburn Forest, which is great news. I should mention that Woodburn Forest, the drill is 350 metres from a reservoir which supplies 130,000 people in the Carrickfergusson Belfast area. But again, of course, the industry were told, "Oh no, there's no danger whatsoever." There's been great, huge opposition up there. It's been cross community. I was up there at the weekend, so the gathering was a form of celebration and movement building against fracking in Ireland generally. And there were people from all over Ireland who had come. It was interesting. There, it's cross community. There are people involved in the campaign there locally who are former RUC and former members of the Orange Order, and there are people from both sides of the community, but they were really amazed and delighted with people coming from all over Ireland to support. So this is really something that requires solidarity across Ireland and Britain. So it was a great gathering. One thing I think is really, really important to say here is that the last time I was on Near FM was in December. I was in Paris, I should say, at COP21, the climate summit, at which the Irish government and the British government and nearly 200, almost all governments in the world, reached an agreement to effectively, as they put it, end the fossil fuel era. And in order to achieve the goals, of tackling climate change, it's been agreed by scientists and by the world leaders that almost all of the known reserves of oil and gas, that is the oil and gas we already know about, has to be left in the ground. This is a company in Antrim looking for new. They're actually looking for new oil. It's crazy. I mean, they shouldn't. You know, the message has to be more than ever is to leave it in the ground. It's really bizarre that the authorities there would allow this. And it's a DUP, the local council, Mid and East Antrim Council, has been behind the company. Sammy Wilson, who's a well-known DUP politician, people have heard of.
Yes, I'm reading one of his quotes here, William. Yes.
Yeah, he described people opposing the oil drill as economic vandals, and he said he'd be happy if there was as much oil flowing in Antrim as there is in Texas. And he also described people coming to oppose the drill as professional green agitators.
Yes, I think so, his actual quote was that he would. Yes. His desire was to see as much oil in Carrickfergusson as there is in Texas. I think that is to be pedantic. That's about right. It. That was his actual quote. William, I presume now, and it's quite obvious from the way you've spoken that you are in no way speaking on behalf of people involved in fracking or purporting to support it. But I would imagine, to the uninitiated, the only reason that they're even contemplating using this system is because it is cheaper than the conventional system where we see oil rigs erected and what you were used to seeing on the landscape of Texas. We'll take it as an example. I presume fracking is cheaper, is it?
Well, no. The reason that fracking is used is because, more and more of the more conventional reserves of oil and gas have already been extracted. So in other words, oil or gas that's relatively easy to get at. So scientists have come up with, the oil industry has come up with new and complicated ways to extract it. So it's actually more difficult. It's not very economically viable. And that's one of the good news elements to this, is that partly because of the drop in the price of oil internationally in the past couple of years, fracking is seen as less viable. There are many who argue that, at the way things are with oil prices at the moment, that it won't happen here. It won't happen in Ireland. But it's very important that people become aware of it and try to oppose it at every turn. I should just say that I mentioned that last week the company announced that they didn't find any oil at Woodburn Forest next to Belfast. But they have a 5-year license for a much bigger area, and they are expected to try to drill for oil somewhere else. And I just look at my notes here. I want to just clarify again that this question about the definition of fracking or not, the company, what Infrastrata is doing, and this was revealed through freedom of information requests put in by campaigners, because most of this was very secretive. But the company said they were going to drill to a depth of 2 kilometers and use directional drilling, and they were going to use chemicals. All of those are characteristics of fracking. So even though they're not calling it fracking, this is part of a move by the fracking industry internationally and by governments such as the British government to try to sort of change the language and change the definition to hoodwink people and pretend that something isn't fracking when in fact it is. So it's really important that people are aware of this. The media in Northern Ireland has covered this. There's been a lot of coverage for this campaign against, called Stop the Drill, against the drill at Woodburn Forest. In fact, it's had international support from people like Hollywood star Mark Ruffalo and also Bianca Jagger. It's had a huge international support. But the media down, mainstream media here in the Republic has really not paid all that much attention to it. And I think there just isn't a great awareness that this is sort of the fracking industry getting its boots on the island, if you like, setting a precedent, if you like.
Yeah, and we did see quite a bit of coverage in relation to it when it was muted that it might happen in the Monaghan and Leitrim and I think Cavan areas as well there a while back. William, a question for you. If it was to be definitively established that fracking had taken place on the island of Ireland, bearing in mind that you said that there is a moratorium which has been imposed, and I think you said it's a 2-year moratorium, what penalties are in place for anybody who breaches it?
Well, the moratorium is something that was announced politically by the government around the south. It's not necessarily legally binding. I suppose the test drill. The point really is that the company said that if they found oil, they wouldn't frack. But companies, especially in the oil industry, are notorious for having made promises and then not keeping them. So while Infrastrata said, "Oh no, if we find oil, we won't use fracking to get it out," that's not necessarily worth anything, because if something was found, it's very difficult at that stage to turn around. There's usually a huge sort of momentum of political support, for the industry once something is found, and there are talk of jobs and wealth, which often don't really amount to anything. But it's difficult to stop it at that stage. Also, a company like Infrastrata is a small exploration company, and what very often happens in that case is that they sell on the license to a bigger company that then comes in. That company would say, "Well, we never promised not to frack." These are all tactics and experiences that are well known to campaigners against dangerous oil and gas drills around the world. So it's really just a question of trust. And I should say, on the question of trust, I was up very often covering the campaign against Shell in North Mayo, and a phenomenon there really was that's very striking was that people who trusted the state and the institutions of the state and the Gardaí and the environmental protection agents and so on, they found they were end up becoming very, very disillusioned and realizing that very often those big institutions of the state and local authorities are really on the side of industry and not on the side of local communities. And this is something that I think, because of part of the legacy of the campaign against Shell to Sea campaign and others in North Mayo, is that there's an awareness of this problem. So the people that we met in Woodburn Forest at the protest this weekend were very conscious of that, and they were already very clear, even including people there, as I said, who might have been former members of the RUC and former British Army. There were one or two among them. There were people from both sides of the community there, as I say, but they're already saying, we can't trust the state or the authorities in these situations, that the industry has too much power.
Yeah, and I suppose, William, reality of the situation in relation to this is, if there is an oil or a gas find, the first thing that they'll have to do is evaluate it and see, is it actually worth the effort and the cost of taking it out of the ground, because it is an expensive process. William, thank you so much for joining us. We're delighted to hear that. Very comprehensive report there in relation to Woodburn Forest in Antrim. And again, I am, on behalf of the listeners of Near FM and Northside today, I am so glad to have you on the programme. Thank you so much, William.
Great, thanks, Tony.